Hi, children. We're going to talk about the beautiful country of India. America is beautiful, but you've never seen India. It's gorgeous. The population is 1.3 billion, and we have 1,300,000 church members there. Next. This is what the country of India looks like. Almost looks like Texas. Next. This is one of the high schools there at Madgulapi, India, under construction. Maybe some of you will get to go there someday. Next. And our church is recognized by the government of India. Next. This is a hard one. Everything's carried on the head, and the women work so hard. I saw them with bricks stacked up high. Next. And the transportation. How would you like to go on one of these? Jack and I were on one on the way to Calcutta or out of Calcutta. It's a typical form of transportation, kind of fun. And they have plenty of food over there. Watermelons are delicious, cucumbers, tomatoes, and I like the hot, spicy food in the restaurants. Next. The mode of fishing and transportation. Jack and I had been on one of those boats. It had everything in there, bicycles out of Calcutta, chickens, you name it. And I said to him, can you swim? He said, yeah. If that thing capsized, we were going down. But that's the mode of transportation. The children study very hard there. They come from poor homes and they study. Here they are going to church on Sabbath school class and their uniforms, just beautiful. Loads of children. Here's your elementary school children. Next. One of your elementary school classrooms. Celebrating opening of the new school in one of the SDA schools in India, and that's a big, beautiful one with more kids than we have in our schools. Isn't that beautiful? And Jack is going to give the children's story.
Hi. Can you guys see this picture right here? This is a picture of Jack with this uniform he's wearing and my overalls. The reason I wear overalls in India is because you got so many pockets that you can put things for children. It's a very exciting place to go to. Now my story. My first trip to India. Oh, I forgot. There's someone here that has a lot more trips to India than I, and she has seniority. Is it okay? Okay. Anyway, I went with a chaplain in the Navy and a jet fighter pilot, and we went to do a tin village meeting. And I would go to the villages, and I would hold the little children. I'd hold out my arms, and the moms would come. And I would win mom's heart because I loved her little child. And dad liked me because I liked the little child. And grandma and grandpa liked me, and the neighbor would come to see if I liked theirs, and I would hold all the children. And every day I went there, and you know how military men are, they say, grow up. And after about 9 days, they came and they said, do you think you're taking this kid thing a little too serious? And I said, let me explain myself, and then if you want me to quit, I will. And I told them that when I hold the little child, the mom likes me, dad, grandma, grandpa. And Jesus said, except you become as a little child, and I'm trying real hard, can you tell? And this little child I'm holding on my lap here, Jesus said, if you've done it unto one of the least of these, you've did it to me. So I get to hold lots of Jesus's there, okay? And after I explained that I own the heart of 10 villages, and all I had to do was love little children like Jesus said, to go and love the little children. Now I need to talk to you old children here. I was thinking this morning that if you're 80 years old and Adam was 930, well, you guys are all about 7 or 8 years old in comparison. So I want you to know that you're all children of God. And he looks on each one of us, and I want you to know that all of you have an angel, even the old ones and the young ones, and their angel always beholds the face of the Father. So be careful with how you teach, how you treat little children and grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads. And now, there's another lesson that I learned. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, running over. So what I did was I brought some things for you children. Now, what I want you to know is there's two in every pack. So I'm going to give you one, and one's for you, but one's to give away. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, now I want you guys to grow up to be missionaries. If you go to India, you can tell stories like me. If you go to Africa, you can tell stories like me. All you have to do is ask Jesus for somebody to talk to, and he will let you go. He even let me go. So, because Jesus loves me, I love you.
Hold them and you can come by and take one. Now don't forget to share.